you've been out to Banrock Station, I'm sure. You go out and you have a look at it and you hear the frogs and the birds out on the wetlands, all busy doing the things that they do. In October last year, the wetland was artificially refilled with water to mimic the seasonal cycle of drying and refilling. Well, we're a few months on from that, so it's probably time to check in and see how it's all going. Tim Field is the wetland manager at Banrock Station. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Back in October, the wetlands were artificially flooded. Just fill us in, why is that necessary?
Yeah, Matt, so the wetland out at Banrock Station would have historically been wet and dry based on natural river flows, but with the installation of Lock 3, it sort of changed the hydrology of the wetlands, meaning it was going to be permanently wet. What we've been able to do through the natural creek system is allow water in and out and manage it in that way.
You did fill it up, but you didn't go all the way. Why is that?
So what we've been looking at is a bit more of, you could say, adaptive management. So rather than just putting in water for the sake of it, looking at what's happening in the broader region. And we all know it's been a bit drier. The river's not the same height every year, so why should wetlands be the same height every year?
Okay.
And what it's actually done is, because it's had a slower fill and a shallower fill, it's changed the dynamics of what's growing and what's turning up to breed.
So since October, what have you noticed has changed?
So we've started, as the water's refilled, you start to get the change in the food chain, if you like. So first the water bugs come back in and frog numbers have increased. And we've got some fish surveys coming up in the next few weeks to have a look at what's going on in that respect. But we know that there's been a really strong change by the types of birds that have been coming back to the wetland. So you probably have seen cormorants around the riverland.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so they're a fish-eating bird. And so the fact that they're starting to turn up and begin their breeding activities is a really strong indication that things are going in the right direction for us.
So how long will you keep the water in there for?
So we have the ability to hold water for up to 2 years. But we're not quite sure if we'll actually do that at the moment. So we've just come out of a nearly 12-month dry, which is longer than what we have dried previously. So we're really going to have to wait and see what happens to the seasonal outlook in the next 12 to 18 months.
Does it sound and look pretty good around there at the moment?
It does, actually, yeah. And a lot of understory has been growing, which is what you want, because there's a food resource then as well, meaning that the birds don't necessarily have to travel quite so far from their nest to get a feed.